And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Mexa, sitting right next to me, fresh off the Royal Star this morning. We're in quite a place right now. We're in Los Cabos, sitting right in front of the rocks at Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. We're broadcasting live from the Pueblo Bonito Blanco Hotel, literally right on the beach. You can probably hear the waves crashing in the background here. We've got quite a lineup of dignitaries here from Los Cabos, so stay tuned. This is going to be Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
My Angler H2O. I will never use that fakey fluorescent pink bait or drag my hula popper through the mud. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed stumps, rocks, and submerged station wagons, and outsmart the ravenous river otter. I will save water by taking shorter showers for higher lakes, and I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish. Burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live here in Cabo San Lucas, and what a fantastic spot, the Pueblo Bonito Blanco Resort in Cabo. And, man, we say it a lot, but I could really get used to broadcasting live down here, man.
Yeah, this is not bad. It's a beautiful day. It rained very hard in the middle of the night here, and it's beautiful. The sun is coming out. We're looking at the arches in beautiful Lands End Los Cabos right now. We have quite a lineup here. Rick literally just stepped off the Royal Star with Captain Tim Ekstrom. The boat came in. dropped off all the guests, and you're going to spend a little time here in Los Cabos, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't think of any other way. Tim and I were talking about on the way in what a cool format. You know, we came back from our long-range trip, our Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Royal Star, and there's no way that I could be in Cabo San Lucas to head right out. So now we're going to stay and enjoy the town and do everything that's fun to do in Los Cabos. And
we've been
it.
Having a great time here and meeting so many people, and it's so much fun. And Ken Franke, who's the guy that put it all together here, the Sport Fishing Association of California. It's been quite a week down here, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I want to give a water report. It's 83.
It's so warm.
Yeah, we've been staying right next door at the Pueblo Benito Rosé, beautiful hotel, right on the beach. And literally you walk out and the water's 83 degrees right out front, just swimming out front in beautiful Los Cabos here. It's fantastic. It's a great place to visit. And you know, one of the things I was thinking about yesterday is the real soul of this community here is sport fishing. This is what really created this place. And, you know, there's so much more to offer now. There's, you know, golf and partying and, you know, beautiful resorts and spas. But the real heart of this place is sport fishing. And Enrique Fernandez, you've been a wonderful host for us here. We had a beautiful ride on a fantastic sunset cruise last night, and I was looking around the marina and thinking about that. It's like, you know, you look at this place and it's about sport fishing.
Yes, absolutely, 100% sport fishing.
Yeah,
we have a pretty close to 1,000 boats, sport fishing boats, between the two marinas, between Cabo San Lucas and San Jose del Cabo. They are pretty close to 1,000 sport fishing boats.
1,000 sport fishing boats.
Out of those, 450. From Pangas all the way to the nice boat I took you yesterday. The name of the boat is Don Luis. Belongs to Jorge Tellez, which is another person that's going to participate in this event. Are charter boats, and we're talking from Pangas, a small Pangas, 26 footers, all the way to luxury, very nice boats that you can go fishing. So we have sport fishing for absolutely all budgets.
Yeah, and I know a lot of our friends in Southern California, including Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford, brings down his 57 Michelson for the winter and spends a lot of time down here sport fishing. So that's kind of if you have a boat that you can make it down here, you're welcome to come down here. But also with 1,000 charter sport fishing boats, there's opportunities from a panga all the way up to a luxury yacht.
Luxury yacht. So we have all kinds of boats for absolutely everybody. We have hotels of all prices. So we're ready to receive absolutely everybody. From a small budget to a big budget, you will going to have a lot of fun coming to Los Cabos.
Yeah. Now, Enrique, there are a lot of slips. Now, Cabo Marina is how many boats are in the Los Cabos
Marina
right here?
The total number of boats in the harbor in Cabo San Lucas are 950 boats.
Wow. And then in your harbor up to the north in San Jose?
We have 200 slips plus 75 slips for Pangas.
Yeah. So if you want to come in, you have availability in the the marina where you are.
We will have, of course, in my marina, but also in the marina here in Cabo San Lucas.
Okay.
So we're waiting for you all, guys.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Very
come
good.
Come out to the sea, land on your left, go straight, and you will get here.
Yeah. Now, Pablo, you are the Secretary of Tourism here, representative.
Yes, I represent the Secretary of Tourism for the state here in Los Cabos.
Yeah. And so how is tourism in Los Cabos?
Tourism here is awesome.
Yeah.
You can see just alone by this beautiful view, you get people in love with the place.
Yeah.
We have around 14,000 hotel rooms.
14,000
yes.
hotel rooms.
We have at least 4,000 more coming in the next couple of years, which is a lot, and mostly our luxury, I mean, high-end hotels.
Yes.
But we have offers for everything. As Enrique says, for the yachts and small boats, we also have hotels ranging from very luxury all the way down to two- or three-star hotels.
Yeah.
But we focus mostly on luxury.
There's a brand-new one opening up right overlooking the Cabo Los Cabos Marina, the Breathless.
The Breathless,
and
yes.
It's going to be open for New Year's,
It's actually open.
It's open now.
I believe not all the rooms are available right now. They should be soon, but it's an amazing hotel.
It is an amazing hotel
yes,
right
yes,
there.
Yes.
Ken,
Hey, Pete, I want to mention something. Before we came down here, a lot of people were asking, well, didn't they get hit by a hurricane? I'm here to tell you, we have been all over this town. The marinas look brand new, the hotels, the streets. Absolutely, there is no evidence there was ever a hurricane. They're open for business, and we were so impressed with, frankly, the way we've been treated. I came down here with my wife 3 weeks ago to do a pre-trip to check everything out, and my wife went home and said, oh, my gosh, I got to tell all my friends. So I think it's really important we put the hurricane behind us and let everybody know Cabo, Los Cabos, this whole area, the fishermen, they're open arms waiting for us.
A year and 2 months ago,
yes,
this town was devastated. And it's almost like a miracle happened because you cannot tell. All the beautiful resorts have been rebuilt. All the damage that was done. I mean, how did that happen? How did you guys get this back together after this amazing devastation down here?
Well, it's something we actually like to brag about.
Yeah, I would say you should.
It was a conjunction between all of us. I mean, not only the government, but the entrepreneurs. The whole society, we actually joined forces, which we normally are in conjunction in almost everything. And we worked hard, and in a couple of weeks, we were up and running. And I mean, in the next couple of months, we were like nothing happened. So it's something we're very proud of, and we only came on stronger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. Wow. Ken?
Yeah, I want to also mention in the audience, for those that are listening out on the radio, in the audience, we had the business leaders, the fishermen, the people from Los Cabos that helped us put on this show. And I just want to reach out to all of them and say thank you very much. The reception has been amazing. And, you know, we're just excited to have this partnership and to be able to work together to promote sport fishing down here in Cabo San Lucas.
And that's what this show is all about, is to talk about the opportunities and the various opportunities in Mexico and sport fishing. And just to let you know, our good friend Juan Acevedo, the host with the most here in Mexico, of course, Juan was our host in Mazatlan when we did the great broadcast in May. And how was that impact in Mazatlan?
Okay, thank you very much, all the audience in California, because thanks to you guys and those people in California that is visiting us today, we recover Mazatlan 100% in tourism. This month we're going to receive 4 cruise ships the one day. There is going to be all together. We're going to have 12,000 people there. From you guys, thank you that
the cruise ships were afraid to go there, and after opening up with the people from the Port of San Diego and such like that,
exactly.
Now they saw, hey, this place is great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We received your very good friend Dan Malcolm there a few days ago, and he can say what he find out there at Mazatlan. Mazatlan is back. And thank you for all you guys, Sport Fishing Association California, the Let's Talk Hookup program, radio show, and all that you make possible to, you know, that we are very happy in Mazatlan because the business is back.
Yes, indeed. And if you look at the Sport Fishing Association of California Facebook page, our Facebook page, you can see the Let's Talk Hookup Boy Facebook. You can see the beautiful location we are broadcasting from. But Juan also got us all these amazing shirts for the broadcast here, and you can probably see them in some of the photos that our friend Gary Graham is taking. He's going to be doing some work with BD Outdoors and Western Outdoor News and such like that. So thanks, Juan, for these great
pleasure.
Shirts. It's sure neat. We have a special treat right now. The mayor of Los Cabos, Arturo de la Rosa. Buenos dias, mayor.
Muy buenos días a ustedes y a todos los amigos de California. Soy Arturo de la Rosa, alcalde de Los Cabos.
Enrique is going to interpret for the mayor. Enrique?
Yes. Good morning, everybody. I am the mayor of Los Cabos.
Yes. And so, Arturo, tell us about the recovery. We were just talking a little bit about that.
Arturo, te preguntan que si puedes hablar un poquito de la recuperación que hubo con lo del huracán.
Por supuesto. Como ustedes saben, hace un año, 3 meses, nos azotó el fenómeno meteorológico Odín, que devastó a Los Cabos. pero debo decirles con gran satisfacción y orgullo que a un año y tres meses Los Cabos se encuentra mejor que antes, con toda su infraestructura hotelera al 100% y además con la mejor pesca deportiva del mundo, esperando a todos nuestros amigos de California.
Yes, he wants to remember everybody that we were seriously affected by Hurricane Odile 1 year and 3 months ago, and right now Los Cabos is back. It's completely, all his infrastructure is in place, and we're ready to receive everybody.
Fantastic. What does sport fishing mean to the town of Los Cabos?
¿Qué significa la pesca deportiva a Los Cabos?
Para Los Cabos, la pesca deportiva es lo que dio origen a este importante destino turístico de talla internacional. En lo particular, para un servidor como alcalde de Los Cabos, que además soy amante de la pesca deportiva, debo decir que es una gran satisfacción tener una gran pesca todo el año y además los más importantes torneos de pesca del mundo se celebran aquí en Los Cabos. Por eso, para mí, es importante decirles que Los Cabos está de pie, que Los Cabos tiene una infraestructura hotelera mucho, muy importante para todos los presupuestos y que aquí los estamos esperando con los brazos abiertos.
It means a lot. I'm a sport fishing person myself. And sport fishing means absolutely everything for this town. We're very proud of what has happened, and here we are. Los Cabos is back 100%. All the hotel, all the infrastructure is ready to receive absolutely everybody.
We saw a beautiful wahoo yesterday coming off one of the boats.
Really?
It had to be like 80 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Man, it was something else. And, you know, a lot of Dorado around right now. The captains were telling me that the Dorado fishing is very good. And you just, when you walk along the marina, you see that truly the spirit and the heart of Los Cabos is that sport fishing fleet right there. So, Mayor, we want to thank you very much for all that you do to welcome American tourists to Los Cabos. And we're looking forward to coming back.
Nosotras queremos darle las gracias, señor alcalde, por dar la bienvenida a todo el mundo y por todo lo que hace usted por todos los pescadores deportivos.
Al contrario, muchísimas gracias por la oportunidad de poderle saludar, especialmente gracias a Sport Fishing Association of California, con mucho afecto a Ken Frankie y a ti, por permitirme enviarles este mensaje a todos nuestros amigos de California, a todos los pescadores, decirles que Los Cabos los espera con los brazos abiertos.
Thank you. It's the other way around. We are the ones that are very grateful with you for putting all this program together. I really enjoy having this opportunity to talk to all your audition and invite them to come to Los Cabos. We're ready to receive you with open arms right away.
Excellent. Okay, awesome. Muchas gracias, Mayor. Thank you for joining us today.
Gracias.
Muchas gracias, Armando.
All right, very good. All right. Hey, that's pretty exciting. Now, I'll tell you what, Enrique, you've got a special treat for the people that are going to join us here and ask questions about Los Cabos. And we have Ryan in the studio. Good morning, Ryan. Ryan Christensen's going to be handling the phones for us. And okay, and then we have Adam is ready for us on the boards there. So we're going to be running some calls through, and you put together quite the opportunity for somebody to win something very special to join us down here in Los Cabos.
Yes, for everybody that is calling to the radio station and is going to start making questions to all the people from sport fishing from Los Cabos, as well as to the board that is here coming from San Diego, Ken, Juan Acereto, yourself, Pete, and everybody else, what we're going to do is at the end we're going to rifle to everybody that make a phone call to this program, and we're going to rifle a complete trip to Los Cabos 2 nights in a very nice hotel, 5 stars or higher, as well as 2 tours for going fishing, 1 day in Don Luis boat that we took you
beautiful
yesterday.
Beautiful 42-foot Bertram. Gorgeous,
yes,
boat.
And also Pisces Fleet offer us another boat to do it for the second day.
So 2 days of fishing on 2 fantastic boats here in Los Cabos, and 2 days at a luxury five-star resort for one lucky caller today. And we want to thank the people of Los Cabos and Enrique for putting that all together. That's pretty awesome. So, Ricky, why don't you tell them how they can get through?
You got it. Well, if you'd like to join us this morning, we would love to hear from you. And we just want to be talking all about great sport fishing. You had questions down in Mexico. What an awesome opportunity. I mean, I wish you could be here to see the host of people here. But if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, join us. Talk about fishing in Mexico. We would love to hear from you. And there's two ways that you can do that. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can reach us toll-free. Our toll-free number is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. And again, what an unbelievable prize. And thank you so much. I mean, what a cool opportunity for somebody to get to win that just awesome prize.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So the prize, two nights in a five-star resort. If you want to stay longer, you just, which you certainly will want to, you just pay a couple extra nights. It does not include airfare nor transportation to and from the airport, but pretty nice opportunity for somebody to win. Quite a prize there, for sure.
Yeah, Pete, I want to mention, I don't know if everybody has heard, the new pedestrian cross in Tijuana is open two days ago. So it is so easy, and the airfares from Volaris Airlines are awesome. So, you know, we hop right across the border at the pedestrian crossway. You're in Cabo San Lucas in an hour and 40 minutes. Let it start.
Yeah. Enrique?
Well, we also just received, in the last moment, another offer. All sport fishing persons that show up at the airport will have a free drink just coming out of the airport.
Very cool. I'm in.
How about that? Cocktails on our...
Sealed the deal. I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Let's go. Yeah.
I have to say, when we arrived in Cabo San Lucas and there was a bar in the parking lot at the airport, I knew we were in the right place.
Well, as you can hear, we've just got an awesome show for today. So much fun stuff to talk about. You stay tuned. It's going to be a fantastic show. When we come back, we're going to be doing just that. We're going to be taking your phone calls, talking lots of great information here. We're live at the Pueblo Bonito Blanco Resort in Cabo San Lucas. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers two full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality.
Forget loading your fishing poles into the car and having them stick out the window. Carry Me 123 is the ultimate multi-purpose car window carrier to hold all your fishing poles. It's easy to install on any car, large or small. Simply attach Carry Me 123 to your car window. Roll up the window and close the door. Pull the attached bungee cord around your fishing poles and they're installed and fully secure in just seconds with no tools required. Carry Me 123 holds up to 75 pounds and is priced at only $34.95. Visit carryme123.com or amazon.com/snowskirack and click on Snow Ski Fishing Rod Car Rack Ski Store.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2400. That's 619-226-2403.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest superponga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds, we've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 live in beautiful Los Cabos, San Lucas, Mexico. Having a great time talking fishing and talking good times at Cabo.
Sun is shining. The water's 83 degrees. We're looking at the arches, and it's time to go fishing here in Los Cabos. Ken Franke from the Sport Fishing Association. We should probably recognize the key people that came down with us here. Of course, your people, Kenya and Elena, and a lot of the people made this broadcast happen, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Rick, the two Ricks, our engineer as well. Kenya Zamarepa from our office, she's in charge of marketing and international affairs. She did all the legwork to put this thing together. Surprise visitor today, we got Tim Ekstrom arrived with Rick here on the Royal Star.
And, you're one of your board of directors.
Yeah. And Sharon Cloward is here as well from, she's president of the Port Business Association in San Diego. So it's just a whole team effort. And, it's real exciting to be here.
Yeah, indeed. None of this could have happened without the support of the people here in Los Cabos and the people on the Sport Fishing Association Board of Directors. So we want to thank them for making this all happen. But more importantly, we want to thank Rick Cutler from RC Productions, who makes the hard trip down here and does such a fantastic job of setting this up. And he's the best engineer around, and we're thrilled to have him.
And Pete, I also want to mention Juan Acevedo is the president of the Sinaloa Sport Fishing Association, but he's also a member of our association, and we're members of his. But he has done a lot of the legwork here in Cabo San Lucas and Los Cabos to help make the right introductions, and so we really appreciate Juan's help.
Yes, indeed. Juan has been fantastic. And along with Pablo from the Secretary of Tourism Office, we're now joined with Carlos Naro from the Pisces Fleet. Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning, everyone. Morning. Thank you for having us here, and thank you for coming to Cabo.
Oh, thank you very much for having us. Pisces Fleet is one of the premier fleets here in Los Cabos. You guys have been around for a long time.
A little over 35 years, and we hope to be here for a few more years. And fishing is still great.
Tell us about your fleet. What is available for people to go sport fishing here in Los Cabos?
Well, there's everything from like Enrique said a few minutes ago, from Pangas 25, 23 footers to 120 footers. Now, there's a wide range of boats to go out for half a day for 4 hours, or for a full day, or for even for a multi-day.
Carlos, got a question for you. So I bring my family down here. I got 8, 10-year-olds. Is it kid-friendly?
Beautiful, yes. Beautiful, kid-friendly. You can have them like going for up close the shore, no, for rooster fish or sierras or a little small game.
So if you bring a family, do you provide all the fishing tackle? And you know, like, is it for a new person who's never been fishing? Can they come? Is this good for them?
Oh yes, you will find the crews that they have all the experience. They will teach you. They will get you all the way from getting the fish, getting the lures and the bait and on the boat, on the rod, and from hooking the fish right in the water to getting back and release it if you mostly prefer.
Wow. Fantastic. Awesome. Now, Enrique, you have a little extra thing, you know, in addition to giving away two nights lodging and beautiful fishing with the Pisces fleet, with Carlos's fleet and Jorge Teles's personal boat, that beautiful 42-foot from 2 days of fishing, 1 day each on those boats. Any fishermen that coming to Los Cabos here for the next couple of weeks, you're going to buy them a cocktail.
Well, it's actually Jorge Telles from Solmar Fleet and Gaviotas. It's just tougher that anyone that is listening to this program that will show up in a fisherman's bar right there in the marina will receive another free beer or free tequila or anything you want.
Now, the fisherman's bar is right there in front of the new hotel breakfast, right? On the, would you call that the eastern side of the marina? Yeah. So you'll see it. It just says Fisherman's Landing and Fisherman's Bar right there. Just walk up there and say, I was listening to the program from Los Cabos on Let's Talk Hookup. I want a cocktail, and you're going to buy him one. That's very nice.
How cool.
Thank you very much for that. How about that, huh?
I love it, man. Hospitality is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Last night when we were down there, I have to say, the boat crews, we saw all the families getting off the boats from sport fishing, and we saw the people that were working in all the different bars and restaurants along the way. The courtesy that we've seen here was amazing. Everybody was so courteous to the kids, and just real polite, friendly atmosphere. And it was really just, we enjoyed it. We enjoyed spending the evening. It was happening last night in Cabo San Lucas.
It certainly was. All right. Well, hey, we've got some callers in there. If you want to join us, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Rick?
Yeah, I think we're just getting Adam's just putting them together there, so
putting it all together in the studio there. Of course, we're live here in Cabo San Lucas and Kenya.
Hi.
Hi, Kenya. Kenya's really put this whole thing together, and getting things together here. I want to ask Pablo once again about booking a hotel in Los Cabos. How do you make a decision? Is there a with the tourism office, if somebody were to contact the tourism office and kind of give you the particulars of what they want in Los Cabos, can you guys kind of guide them to the right resort?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, we're actually, our office, we take up people who are already down here, or if you give us a call, you need some more information on how to, we guide you all the way. But we're also very popular in OTAs, which is over-the-air travel, online travel agencies. So all the information everywhere, it's everywhere in the net. Yes.
It's amazing how easy it is to come to Los Cabos. I mean, I live in San Diego. There's three flights a day nonstop from San Diego. You were just talking about the new cross-border bridge into Tijuana. There's several flights a day out of Tijuana. There are several flights in Orange County,
Los Angeles,
San Francisco. I mean, we have listeners all over the place, Dallas, Atlanta, nonstop flights all over the country, right?
It's amazing. Our delivery options are amazing. We cover 40 destinations, which is a lot, and mostly from the States and Canada. But we focus mainly on our natural clients, which is Southern California. But we have flights from the eastern part of the States and everywhere.
Yeah.
We talk about it on Let's Talk Hookup all the time. The thing that I love so much about coming to Los Cabos is it's so fast and so easy. And, you know, if you leave in the mid-morning, you're enjoying lunch and a cocktail by lunchtime. You know, I mean, it's so easy to get here, and it's very affordable, and it's a short distance, but you feel like you're in another world when you come down to Los Cabos. Yes.
No doubt about it. Enrique, you agree with that, right?
Yes, 100%. I just want to mention a fact that is very important. We're having pretty close to 518 international flights per week coming to Los Cabos. That's the connectivity that we have with the United States, especially California.
Second busiest airport in the country, right?
Yes, for international operations.
We have more international flights than Mexico City.
Wow.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, well, hey, let's go ahead and jump into those phones.
You got it.
Anxious callers that want to have a chance to win that great trip down here to Cabo.
You got it. We're going to kick it over to Ryan. I know Ryan's got the list of calls. Morning, Ryan.
Morning, Rick. Morning, guys. How's everything going down there?
Morning, Ryan.
All right.
Oh, it's quite a studio right here. If you can hear the waves lapping in the background.
I can hear it, and I'm a little jealous, I'm not going to lie. But let's start it off with Jess. Jess is calling us from Vista. Good morning, Jess.
Buenos dias. Feliz Navidad, everyone.
Good morning.
Feliz
Navidad.
The question is, what's the best time to come down and catch marlin? And then also, what's my best internet website for Cabo San Lucas?
Good, a couple of very good questions. Carlos, what's the best time to come? What's the best time to come and catch marlin?
Well, any time between January and December.
we have a very special. we have a, a very special person here, our great friend Minerva's from Minerva's Bait and Tackle. Good morning, Minerva.
Good morning. I hear that exactly what Carlos said, and I agree, but we are famous for the marlin, the billfish, all year long. It does break into small categories when you want to talk about blues and blacks and when you want to talk about when the Dorado or the tuna are running, but the best time for the billfish, marlin, striped marlin, all year round.
All really? Year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And you can come in the dead of winter, January, February, and that's some really prime time to catch a marlin here.
Yeah, when I say it's good, that's exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if I had to really narrow it down, it would be easier to say that there's only 2 months of the year where striped marlin seem to kind of elude us a little, and we have to work a lot harder for it, and that would be March and April.
March and April. All right. Very good. Minerva, we're going to have more from you later on, but the next question was about how do we decide where to stay, and are there websites that we can find us?
Yes, we have our local fideicomiso, which is like the OCV. It's visitloscabos.travel. That's pretty easy. We have a lot of stuff you can work and help you guide you. But you can also use Expedia or whatever web page you prefer. We work with everyone.
All right. Visit Los Cabos.
Travel. Yes.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. We appreciate that.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Stay tuned. We're live here in Cabo San Lucas on the Mighty 1090.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, thaveins.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Meet the innovation award-winning Yamaha V6 offshore 4-strokes at 300, 250, and 225 horsepower. These Predators are up to 73 pounds lighter than the competition. And with class-leading 4.2-liter displacements, they're up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM than comparable 4-strokes. And now they're available with Hellmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Meet the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore 4-strokes today at your local Yamaha dealer. Hellmaster available with V6 is purchased only as part of new boat packages from boat builder partners.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pissa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, live here, beautiful Los Cabos. I want to remind you this portion of the show is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, it is long-range fishing season, and it's time to pre-book your processing order with Fisherman's Processing before your trip. That's exactly what I did before. I got myself in line before we went on that Royal Star trip, and that way you're the very first in line when it comes to pick up your fish and when the trip returns. And it's so easy the way that process works on the Royal Star. The guys come through. If you're choosing to use Fisherman's Processing, they'll take all of the orders on the boat, find out if you want your fish jerky, smoked, vacuum packed, how you want it. They'll take care of everything for you when your trip returns to the dock. It's a fantastic operation of Fisherman's Processing.
Nothing better than Fisherman's Processing. Check them out at fishermansprocessing.com. And now, in addition to Enrique Fernandez, we're joined with a couple of fishermen here. Of course, everybody's a fisherman here in Los Cabos here. Steve Murphy with the Pescato Fleet and Ari Kreese with the local boatyard. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, guys.
Great.
Morning.
Steve, tell us about what you do here in Los Cabos.
Well, we like to get the people off the sport fishing boats and immediately walk them over to the catamaran and start serving more cocktails.
There are several operations here that take out sunset cruises as well as beautiful boat cruises throughout the bay here in Los Cabos, huh?
Well, you know, for me, when I was a kid and came down here, it was all about getting on the water.
Yep.
I came to Cabo for the water, and that's what I'm still here for. And I think it's so important that if you're a fisherman or not, to get on a boat, go out and see the arch and see the dolphins, watch the whales, go snorkeling. It's just an experience. Like, look at the sunsets we've had the last couple of nights. Absolutely
incredible.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what we do here, and come go for a ride.
Yeah, we were out on Jorge's boat yesterday, the Don Luis, at sunset. It was just absolutely magnificent. And cruising along the beach there on the southern side of the Cabo and seeing the beautiful resorts and the beautiful homes and the beach. And I mean, it was just absolutely a pretty spectacular setting, huh, Ken?
Yeah, no, absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, again, like I said earlier, they make it so welcoming. It has been such a friendly trip. It's as best we ever had.
Yes, indeed. So tell us, so you do sport fishing boats as well as sunset cruises and bay cruises?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I'm a retired captain. I ran corporate yachts down here for 20-plus years.
Oh.
And this catamaran business for the tourists is something I started. We got here in 1986.
Okay.
And it has grown enough to be able to support me. I'm getting too old to fish.
I see. So, but there are, of course, Pisces and Minervas, and there's several fleets here that give you the opportunities to go fishing.
Lots of upscale sport fishing boats here, high, low, pongas to mega yachts, whatever you want.
You know,
everything is here. So.
Anything you want. Now, Ari, you run the boatyard here, right?
Yeah, I first started coming down here way back in the 70s as a yacht captain myself, fishing, you know, 3 to 6 months out of the year. Watched this place grow up from literally nothing as just a fishing destination. Saw the opportunity back in the early 90s, came down here in 92, saw the need for boat repairs, boat upgrades and everything. With the growing fleet of Cabo and watching the growth in the future in front of us, I came down in 92, opened up the boatyard. Thought it was just going to be a little slow business and take it easy and relax in Cabo. And the day I opened the doors, the Armada showed up, and it's been nonstop ever since. And the fleet just keeps growing, and Cabo keeps growing, and we just watched the whole place just blow up right before our very eyes in the most wonderful place you could ever be.
Yeah, so awesome. Tell us, the boatyard is a full-service boatyard. You can do, if somebody has their boat down here, need repair, maintenance, whatever, you can do that.
Absolutely. We have a 70-ton travel lift. I've got a full crew in all aspects. My crew has been with me for over 20 years, the majority of them. We train them ourselves, from mechanics to electronics to full carpentry, paint jobs, you name it, we can do it. And if we don't have it at our fingertips, we've learned to just figure out how to get it done one way or the other. That's how Cabo works.
That's pretty amazing. Pretty awesome there. Well, hey, if you want to join us, 877-792-1090, open right now, or 858-457-1090. Ryan, who do we have?
All right, let's go up to Torrance and talk to Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How's it going, guys? It sounds like it's beautiful
Great.
Down there.
It is beautiful. What do you think about that prize? You want to come down here and go fishing?
Sure. I always want to go fishing. You know that, Pete. I want to drag my skipjack down there, and I'd like to have a place to store it and fish at night, or fish during the day and have it stored on the trailer at night. Is there a secure location down there for that, so I can rent an area and then stay in a hotel and have all my
Enrique.
Stuff safe on my boat?
Yes.
You're asking
yes,
the right guys.
We absolutely have the place. It's in Puerto Los Cabos. It's run by Marine Group from San Diego. They have a place with a dry stack, professional dry stack. They have the gravity forklift. They have also a big travel lift. And, yes, you can have your boat there, and they will provide you the service to put your boat down into the water so you don't have to worry more for your boat. You go out fishing. You come back, and then if you want to storage back again, they can do it right away, same day, or whatever is your wish. We have some space available for all these. The small boats are coming to Los Cabos, and they want to be in a dry storage, on a dry stack. No problem. We have the facilities in Puerto Los Cabos for that.
Puerto Los Cabos is how far from where we're sitting right now?
30 minutes drive from San Jose del Cabo toward El Gordo Bank.
Yeah, it's like 5 miles from Gordo Bank, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it's on the way to the airport. It's in the other town, in San Jose del Cabo. And remember, we also have we have several banks that are very important in the area for sport fishing. We have El Gordo Banks. We have Eman Bank. Is unbelievable. That's where you can get the real big animals.
Yeah, the big ones. So what if somebody wants to leave the boat in the water? Do you have, like if he brings down his boat and rather than dry storage every day, if he wants to fish every day, you have room that he can get a temporary slip?
That's my business. Please call me.
Yeah, Pete, I want to mention that for all of the different, the services, the Marine Group Boatyard, the hotel we're at, those are all members of SAC now. So if they go to californiasportfishing.org, it's real simple to remember, and look at Baja Sur, you're going to see the boatyards advertised, the marinas, the contact. You can call them up. They're really good about answering questions.
Yeah. Ken, while we're on, thanks a lot for the call, by the way. Very good question, and enjoy your travel down. Be safe, and enjoy fishing down here in Los Cabos. While we're on that subject, why is this what we're doing here and meeting and having these people be members of the Sport Fishing Association of California, which represents the California fishing boats. Why is this significant for us?
You know, first of all, we realize fish have fins. They swim. A lot of what happens in Mexico is directly reflective of what happens in the United States. But more importantly, our customer base for sport fishing in California is the same customer base looking for opportunities to fish in Mexico. If you, as an example, look at San Diego, we got 9,000 boats in the marinas. They want to go somewhere. If they don't have anywhere to go, then they're not going to come to San Diego. So it's very simple. It's promoting sport fishing, promoting sustainable fishing, but giving them opportunities to visit Cabo San Lucas, for instance, making sure that there's resources there. Frankly, that's the reason for this show today, is to let everybody know the town's rebuilt. It's gorgeous. They have yards like Ari's readily available to help you. It's family friendly, and we want our customers to recognize, hey, there's a great opportunity here. So, and the core of it is working together, doing the right thing. And our association and board of directors is they're doing their best to reach out to the Mexican communities and promote Mexico. So that's the core of it.
So let me ask Steve and Ari, obviously you Americans that have come down here and made a business and such like that. Message to people that aren't quite sure about coming to Los Cabos. Is it safe down here? I mean, you guys should know. You've been here for a very long time.
I'd say it's probably safer than most places in the U.S. I raised my family here. My two boys are here. I've got my grandsons here. I mean, as a family place, it beats nothing anywhere. The Mexican culture is family-oriented. They look out for the people in their community first, so I couldn't feel any safer anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, and Steve, you feel the same way?
Oh, you can't believe the hospitality of the Mexican people. It's just, these people are unbelievable. You pull over and you have a flat tire, you got to wave people off because they all want to pull over and help you.
Wow.
I mean, I've been here more than 30 years, and not ever one time anywhere, and we travel to the Baja a lot, have ever had one problem. So
pretty
I'd
amazing.
Safer here than it is in the States, in my opinion.
And I feel the same way when
really?
I come here. I feel like, even though I maybe haven't seen people here for 2 or 3 years, they're like my friends.
Yeah.
You know, I come back and it's like seeing old friends.
That's exactly what it is.
It's really such a hospitable culture here in Mexico.
Yeah. And Pete, I want to say my background, you know, I've been a fisherman my whole life, but I spent almost 30 years as a police officer in San Diego. I know what I'm looking at. Not a sales job. It is what they're saying is absolutely the truth. I would feel absolutely fine bringing my family down here and cutting the kids loose.
Pretty fantastic. That's saying something, definitely, because you've seen some stuff, no doubt about it. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it. Who do we got, Ryan?
All right, let's talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Great.
I was wondering, if I were to go with my friends on a sport boat, are we allowed to keep the fish? And if so, is there fish processing available down there?
Enrique?
Yeah, it is, we have a fishing license that says that you can have one marlin per person. You can also have four species of the rest of the fishes, such as mahi-mahi dorado or tuna or wahoo. You can always have four of them or switch them. I'm sorry, two of them. So yeah, you can keep them. But we ourselves, all the local fleet, all our community, We're very serious trying to conserve our fisheries and our species for the enjoy of everybody else. So we ourselves are putting self-controls, conduct controls are going farther than the fishing license. So to say something, if you're taking out a boat with four anglers, okay, what we're doing is that please just one marlin can get killed. The rest of them should be catch and release. We're doing all efforts to keep our fisheries the best way possible. We're not killing fish just stupidly. We just want to do it very good. And you can bet, if you have a good dorado, or you can have a good tuna, or you have a good wahoo, or as well as any marlin, one is good enough for a ton of people.
And most of the marlin are released here. Very, very few are killed.
Yes, we use.
But if you
I would like Minerva to help me on this because she knows about all the hooks, circular hooks, and all these kind of things, how to release them.
Minerva.
Well, to answer the gentleman's question, yes. Unlike many sport destinations here in Mexico, we are allowed to keep the fish that you catch on the boats. We're also a release port, like Enrique was sharing. We love to release our magnificent billfish, and there is processing here. We have several processing companies that can vacuum pack your fish and freeze it and have it available for you if you care to take it home.
Wow.
Excellent.
Very good. That's fantastic. Thank you, Minerva. We're going to hear a lot from Minerva in the second part of the show here, as well as from Jorge Telles, who represents the fleet, and about I had no idea about the bait operation here and how big the bait operation, and Jorge is going to fill us in on all that and all the families that all the fishermen, all the people that rely on sport fishing here in Los Cabos to feed their families.
Yes.
Right, guys?
Yes, we have a study that was done by the Billfish Foundation several years ago, and this was in 2007, and the study said that 30,000 people get benefits from sport fishing here. Another important fact is that the average economic effect of having a fisherman here in Los Cabos goes up to $1,875, which makes the most lucrative activity to do here in Los Cabos, and is one of the most enjoyable. Another fact that we're missing in the beginning of the program, mm-hmm. but I want everybody to know about it, is that we still receive, even though that Los Cabos has grown as a tremendous resort with all the beaches, all the golf courses, everything like that, we still receive 30% people coming because of sport fishing. But
even with all the other things to do,
yes,
30% of the people that come want to go sport
yes,
fishing.
Yes, but 50% do it. So
50, oh.
Okay, so it's a different... That
so half the people that come go sport fishing here in Los Cabos.
Yes, 65% wow. of the sport fishing people that comes to Los Cabos makes other activities, such as golfing, such as scuba diving, such as whatever you want, ATVs, whatever you want. And yes, we will also would like to invite all the women to come here. I want to remember everybody that, yes, here in Cabo, during the PSB tournament, and Clisario is going to talk about that a little bit later, we had a woman who won a tournament. And I don't remember, I think it was higher than $1 million, $2 million prize she won. So, that's ladies, awesome. Come down and fish here.
Yeah, too. And have a good time. We're going to hear more about that in the second hour. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, Ryan. Who's we got all next right. up on the phones?
Let's talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from Arizona. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. I had a question about bringing a private boat down and if there's a length of stay restrictions and also are there services available to care for the boat while we're not in town.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, there is a limit. 20 years.
20 years.
And by the way, it's renewable. So don't worry. Yes, and talking about the services, we have absolutely all of them. All the services that you need for your boats are available in both places, Cabo San Lucas as well as San Jose del Cabo, both places.
Both places. So you're welcome to bring it down and stay as long as you want is the message.
That's the
message.
Yeah,
Pete, we need to mention also on the legal standpoint, if they go to the Sport Fishing Association website, californiasportfishing.org, go to the Mexico regulations, you get your temporary importation document. It takes 5 minutes to fill out the application. They send it to your house 2 days later. The first reiteration of it's 10 years, so it's $50. That's
great
the document.
Thanks.
Yeah, and it's on calsportfishing.org.
Yep.
Which you can link right through the Let's Talk Hookup website on our links page. You'll see it there. Enrique, what's the process for him to bring his boat in? When he comes in... from wherever he's bringing the boat from, and he arrives in San Diego, and he arrives in Puerto Los Cabos.
Okay. First of all, there are many ways to clear in into Mexico. There are new rules that have been settled to make boating much more enjoyable for everybody. You can check in Ensenada, because we copy the ideas of the United States. If any foreign boat is going back to San Diego, they have to stop at the Coast Guard to do the clearance. Same thing if you stop in Ensenada, you can do all the clearance there. Now, if you have the capacity to come all the way down here to Los Cabos, don't worry. We have the people that will do all the paperwork for you. And
in either port, in either marina?
Yes, in either marina. In the meantime, you can have a beer or a tequila.
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot for the call. Have a safe trip down.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. We're going to hear more from this great information here in Mexico. We got catch reports, all kinds of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want. A gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Tranx, Terramar, Waxwing, Colt Sniper, Butterfly, Torium, Tiagra, and too much more from Shimano to mention. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our web specials and much more at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
My Angler H2O. I will scent my lure with pride and hope my boss doesn't notice the tan. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed sunken boats and outlast the hard-fighting largemouth bass. I will save water at home for better fishing out here and always always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
What's that slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talk to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.